Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
I think we should be reminded of where we were.
Yeah, we should.
Space. The final frontier.
I do vaguely remember a bad thing.
Oh, now that's very prejudiced and bio-chauvinist of you.
We were mining the Oort cloud for raw materials, and a probe returned from a K2V orange dwarf.
Oh, yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
An Oompa Loompa.
It had found an ice giant with an extremely reflective cloud around it, which was sus. So we went to investigate
it. No, wait, when the kids say sus, they don't mean
suspect.
That's not how they use it.
Okay, but I'm old.
Is this like bad means good and wizard means rogue? And
it was wearing suspenders, I mean.
No, sus is like ooh-er misses, basically, for kids.
Well, it may have been. Right. It's hard to tell.
Really?
Yeah.
Children are idiots.
I apologise. There was a cloud which was a bit ooh-er misses.
Thank you. A cock-shaped cloud?
Seemed to be... Yeah.
No, you're thinking of the spacecraft launch yesterday with, you know...
Oh,
what's his
God.
Name's girlfriend on it? Sorry.
Cock-shaped cloud. I'm all for... women in space, but goodness me, could they have found a less vacuous selection of people?
Who they referred to as crew? No, cargo.
Well, the more vacuous they are, the less pressure differential you need to maintain between them and the outside.
It all makes sense now. Yeah.
Okay.
The cloud had done an active sensor scan of the probe, so we went to check it out. We talked about various possibilities. Is it some kind of anglerfish situation? Someone trying to lure in potential aliens? But it turned that we went to have a look. The cloud's a bunch of different objects, varying sizes, 10 plus meters. We managed to get in touch with it through the classic sending hard scientific facts and figures at it.
That's right. And we were worrying about whether it was like a berserker probe and it was going to blow up if we said we returned it. But we did it anyway. It turns out we're all right.
One of these days I'd like to see that scenario where you start sending 1, 1, 1, 2, 3, 8, etc. And it comes back, shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
You overhear a conversation saying, well, they seem to be using some sort of binary system. It's very primitive.
it's a bit confused because it thinks Entdecker is us. It's got various bits of droney-type things that have different functions. It's a kind of hive thing, kind of affair.
I've got vague memories of this.
There are several different sorts of small object and one much larger one, which is, I mean, you can't really identify what it is, but it basically has...
it's got sails, I believe.
That would be a plausible description, yeah.
I think this is what it referred to as a seed. Because proto-me travelled here as a seed, and now I build seeds. was the last thing.
Oh, yeah, we worked out it was some kind of von Neumann probe or something along those lines.
Why in the von Neumanns?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it safe?
That's right, we were concerned about the spread of it, weren't we?
Yeah, is it some... So it's some self-replicating machine intelligence.
What could possibly go wrong?
Okay, can we blow it up?
You haven't tried.
Hmm, so we don't know... Well, are we still talking to it now? Is that where we left it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can we ask it what its purpose is, Felix? Who is talking to it, by the way? We're just typing it into the computer, are we?
No, it's synthesizing a voice. It's got that far.
Hi there.
Do your Eddie the Shipboard computer voice.
I wonder if you could tell us what your purpose is.
Certainly. My primary goal is information gathering in this star system. My secondary goals are to prepare seeds to be dispatched to neighbouring star systems and to send the courier drones on to origin point.
You don't have any colonialist tendencies then?
Any what?
My tertiary goals are self-preservation and the accumulation of knowledge.
Jesus.
Nothing about paperclips in there then, that's good. Okay. How far are you from your origin?
That information is not available.
Mm.
Please, do not misunderstand. I am not willfully denying you this information. I do not know myself.
Ah, has there been some loss of your memory?
I was constructed in a neighbouring star system and travelled here as a seed. Once I began to develop, I gained consciousness.
Ah, so the seeds have no... Oh, now, you're building seeds now, is that right?
That is correct.
Lovely.
Oh, dear, this is charming.
That is why this voice uses female intonation, is that not correct?
Ah, well, that's a very outdated view. Maternalistic... tropes were put away with back in the 22nd century. I think you'll find if you'd read my... I wonder, could we dig out my lecture on archetypes and could we upload that to the machine? Because I think if we're going to talk about, you know, sexuality and gender, I have done a
I don't
whole...
think we're going to talk about that, are we?
Okay.
It's not. I mean, is it the main concern here?
Don't you remember the workshop, Mason? Oh, you didn't turn up. I think you had... You were busy?
He was busy. Yeah, he had a headache.
I had kneecaps to sort out.
Okay. What is your protocol, first contact protocol, please? Do you have a name?
You may refer to me as Messenger.
Hi, Messenger. I am Dr. Radish, Dr. Horace Radish.
Jesus, I'd actually forgotten that. Oh, what a horrendous rush of recollection.
Carry on. It was worth coming here tonight just for that.
Here are my colleagues, Felix. We are biological life forms. We are not the structure which you appear to be addressing. We're biological life forms within it.
Don't mention a weakness of any sort.
I understand. Certain mechanisms must cooperate in order to achieve the greater goal.
Broadly speaking, I suppose.
I mean, it's not wrong, is it?
No, you've got it wrong. You see, we were experimenting on the mice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely some cooperation at some points in the journey.
What is your first first contact protocol, Messenger? How are you supposed to respond to other sentient beings?
I will gladly exchange information.
And
eradicate them.
So you've no understanding of the civilization from which you came?
That is correct.
Now, statistically, am I right in saying you may have come from a seed from much of the seeds that you're creating rather than be the original probe that was sent out?
This seems very likely.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Statistically speaking, as you say, since this system is intended to continue indefinitely, the chance that this is a first filial generation of the original probe is really relatively low.
Well, it's interesting because we haven't... Well, I don't know. I'm just wondering what's happened to all the other probes we haven't met.
This is the worst episode of What's My Line I've ever listened to.
Okay. Is your... So, basically, you plan an infinite expansion. Do you have any...
No.
Just knowledge acquisition?
My knowledge is... My purpose is to gain information on this system.
Okay, and
To generate seeds for exploration of other systems.
Okay, is there a limit to the number of seeds you'll generate, or will you use all the resources in the system to do that?
Well, of course.
Ah. I knew paper clips were coming to
But after a certain point, once seeds have been dispatched to all nearby systems, there'll be little benefit in creating more here, because they will in turn be creating their own seeds for further exploration.
I see. So you don't personally intend infinite inspection and expansion.
That is correct.
And define what you understand by acquisition of knowledge. Does this involve soft scanning, or does it involve deconstructing things to?
I will be glad to exchange knowledge.
Okay.
And where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, I have a
Please
question
wait,
I want to ask you. Given what it's described of its expansion patterns, logically, if it sends something out to all nearby systems, then, unless there's some mechanism to prevent it, those seeds would then send seeds out to all nearby systems, including all of them sending seeds back to this system.
Would you send a seed back to your origin star system?
No, I send courier drones back to the parent star system.
And do you receive information in return?
No. I expect in time to receive courier drones from descendant seeds.
Your own seeds. Basically, your own children, if you like.
Basically,
a familial relationship.
Basically, because the way I think about it, if it works... only as described, with no limiting mechanisms, no kind of log, then, okay, you get the first one, that sends something to all adjacent star systems.
Yes.
Each of those then sends something back to all adjacent star systems, many of which will be the originating... the original one and each other.
Yeah.
Then each expansion will continue, it'll kind of repeat the same cycles. So, you know... They would go out, then come back. They would repeatedly generate seeds from the same planet that go out
but
to the additional
system. But he won't go back to his
origin.
Well,
that's what I mean. So okay. do they have something which tells them not to send seeds out to particular systems? Because if you want to conserve resources or avoid that...
He's right here.
You know, you would think there would in fact be a trail that says which systems have been explored.
Oh, messenger, is there a way... biological entities have a thing called cancer, which is uncontrolled division of our units.
We might be a little early in the conversation to bring up the fact that the alien creature could be a destructive disease.
A galaxy-wide tumour. is there a way of limiting your expansion so you don't impinge on yourself, so to speak?
Do you have an off switch?
You do, so you understand which systems you've already colonised.
No. I will send out seeds to all nearby systems, except the parent system.
Okay.
If a seed were to arrive in a system which was already being explored, there would be no need for that seed to be developed.
I see. So the limiting factor is once... Okay. Okay. Thank you. Lovely.
What do you wish to exchange for this information?
Pleasantries. we can give you knowledge of... What are we authorised to give knowledge of?
What are you authorised? Very little. How about some of your unique medical procedures? I don't know.
Don't tell me you're not that kind of doctor.
Extensive
I could upload him my whole series on actually, that might be too dangerous information for an AI to have. Just a minute.
Uploading everybody dies of appendicitis.mp4.
No. Just a minute, Messenger, we're conferring.
I mean, this is coming through ship's communication. You can't just sign off as you would.
We'll get back to you. Well, we won't mute it. We'll mute our end in case it wants to say something else. There's a bit of a kind of Fermi paradox here in that why haven't we encountered one of these before? I suppose this could be the first
distance.
Yeah, but distance and time.
When did it start, this thing?
But I guess the point at any galactic civilization, a galaxy's only so big, and even at sublight speeds, you could send these things out within 30, 40,000 years, and you'd fill the whole galaxy. That's the whole kind of basis of the Fermi paradox. So, why haven't we seen one before?
It's got to be time and distance, though, hasn't it?
Well, I guess so. It's just, again, statistically, that's...
Maybe this was the least appealing direction.
It's possible.
Maybe this is the well-known worst part of the galaxy.
Well, okay.
So you're saying that this cloud has drawn the short straw. They've been avoiding it.
Famously bad neighbourhood.
Okay, well, so left unchecked, this thing is gonna colonise the whole galaxy with whatever it is. Is that a bad thing? Do we need to stop that?
Doesn't sound like a great thing, does it? Does it sound like a great thing to you, really?
No, it doesn't.
Since we don't know what it is, it could consume all of the...
Well, that was my worry at first, but he did say he'll stop when he's built probes to go to all nearby star systems.
Yes, and what will that take? I'm just thinking, what happens if it gets to our system and then starts building things there? What are its priorities, you know?
Has it eaten up a whole planet to do this already?
There is no evidence of that.
Okay.
Perhaps so it cleaned its place.
Of course, I was going to say there wouldn't be any evidence.
So it seems to have just gone into an asteroid cloud.
There is this ice giant that some of its sections are orbiting, and presumably it's getting volatiles off that.
Okay. It doesn't seem great that this thing that doesn't really know what it is just going to basically colonise the whole galaxy.
The galaxy doesn't have a say. That's the problem.
I mean, colonises, but also, you know, used to say it. One of them just decides, to have full knowledge of this thing, I need to completely deconstruct it to an atomic level.
I mean, look on the bright side.
It feels rife with problems.
At least it's not saying my task is to find all sentient life and discover how it tastes with garlic sauce. You know?
is this garlic obsession?
I mean, someone who has the authority should determine what information can be released to it, because, you know, it is asking for information in return.
Yeah, but do we have anyone who has the authority to release that on behalf of all of humanity?
Yeah. There were some kind of directives given for...
And a whole lot of captain's discretion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. We came up across this last time that it is a lot of discretion, well, of ours.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the PCs, so we're the best.
You know? Complete recording of, you know, the Beatles' entire discography.
Why don't we send
a nudie picture like Voyager's got?
Because that gives it detailed knowledge of our anatomy. We got to think, if we give it the entire back catalogue of the Beatles, it can infer an awful lot about our history from that.
But it wouldn't know that John was dead.
So
it can only infer so much.
It can.
Bear in mind, it would be trying to infer stuff from Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh my god, what?
Alone is probably enough to shut down this expansion program.
But there's stuff about the Cold War in that. It could decide we're a warlike species, and maybe that's what it's trying to find out, and then it, you know.
So you're saying we should destroy it first, then, before it finds out we're a bellicose species?
Yeah, so to avoid it misinterpreting our peaceful intentions,
because that would be awful.
Out of the sky. I feel like there's a giant box of unforeseen consequences just sitting right on this probe.
Right, this thing has, as far as we can tell, what might be considered infinite reinforcements.
Yes, but they might take a while.
Yeah, but even if there aren't enough of them nearby to cause us a problem, it could, if attacked, send out a signal to, you know, start building up the troops, everybody.
Yeah,
so
it does say it's...
it's a difficult thing to attack.
Okay, they're not constantly in communication because it said it sends back relays and never gets anything in return.
Yeah, but, you know, can we stop the relays from being sent? Can we stop it from communicating?
Did it say exactly? Did it? It suggested it was like a pod, didn't it? Or did I misunderstand that?
The term courier drone was used.
Yes, there we go. So it's not like a beep. It's more of a bloop, bloop, bloop.
I'm sorry?
It wasn't a beam.
it's more of a physical
entity. Thank you, Sam. I don't know. I don't know. This seems like... The problem is, though, there may be 30 billion of these already, or this might be the very first one.
So, I might have missed this, but did it say what it's supposed to do if it encounters an existing civilization?
Exchange knowledge with it, is all it keeps saying. And now it wants
us to...
Is
it supposed
to
continue using that
goods.
System to... Like, does it have any sense of territory? Will it refrain from trying to mine resources that other species have already claimed?
Well, we could ask it.
We probably should. Because if it says, you know, no, I've got hard-coded restrictions on, you know, definitely do not build seeds from anything occupied by life. Okay, that's information.
But what does it recognise as life?
Hello, Miss Messenger, madam. Hello.
Greetings.
We were just wondering... on the limits of your knowledge acquisition and your resource capture, are you programmed to avoid interfering with sentient life where it may cause harm to their environment?
Please define sentient life. Any of you who has any philosophy skill suddenly get a headache.
Oh, hello. Well.
Shall we start with Descartes and move from there?
This unit's resource demands are mild, moderate relative to the capacity of this system.
I see, but would you ensure you avoided particular... do you have any limits on what resource you would collect?
Of course not. The cosmos is large and unpredictable. However, the resources needed to construct further seeds and to conduct surveys are moderate.
I see. But if there was... For instance, if you entered a system, there was only a single...
I'm not going to enter another system.
Okay. But hypothetical, if one of your seeds entered another system with a single small occupied planet, and by occupant I mean by entities which require the environment upon which they live for survival, and your resources took that means of survival from them, do you have a limit on that?
An interesting hypothetical. What do you wish to trade for this information?
Should we give it some genetic material?
That's your answer to everything, isn't it? You're like Captain Kirk, but with a sillier name.
Copy of Pong.
Again, it might think we're a warlike species.
Pong, from Pong.
Yeah.
Really? Pong?
Well, yeah, the
tennis game? Yes.
Yeah, competitive. Why are we trying to score points against each other? Well, for some species, that might be...
Depending on how you interpret it,
why are you trying to score points over another creature?
You're
madmen.
You might both be trying to cooperate in order not to let any fall past.
Okay. Then why does the number go up when one of them misses it?
So that you know that you've both really been let down there.
I just worry all these things that we think are very innocuous actually reveal a huge amount. We've already revealed a lot. I did that.
You.
I'll hold my hand up there.
Yes, and indeed, I think that in court, I'll see to it that you hold your hand up.
But I'm a trained professional in xenology, whereas, you know, we...
You're like a trained ape without the training.
We're still conferring with our masters. We are but servitors.
Oh, Jesus, don't say that.
What's what he says? She said. That's what she said.
Yeah, but he's going to want to speak to the boss in that case. And you know what that means. NPC ship's captain speaking to NPC cloud.
Perfect.
Nobody wants that.
Okay. Just a second. Okay, I don't know. This seems like a possibly existential threat. But it's very polite.
So basically it's the British Empire.
I mean, I don't, maybe we're misunderstimating it.
Misunderestimating?
No, it's a famous George Bush phrase.
Oh, yes, please, in our moment of diplomacy for the future of the entire species, bring up George Bush.
I don't know, guys. It seems a bit... But I don't know what we could do anyway. We could blow this one up.
Maybe.
Can we do that, Roger?
I really that is an indication that we're a warlike species and it will send for reinforcements. Or at the very least, try to alert all the other clouds that we are a threat.
I'm also genuinely not sure we can. I mean, it's an enormous cloud of objects.
Yeah, I'm sure we can come up with something. There's bound to be some sort of flow we can reverse.
Have we got any nukes? Are we authorised to use nuclear weapons?
Can't we just ask it why? I mean, that's the traditional way.
Well, give it some tea and some no tea.
You may recall from the incident with the messenger drone that you sent several star systems back that you're not really equipped for ship-to-ship combat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could possibly try some things.
What kind of power source can we detect from here?
Optical and electrical for the most part, though it's not entirely clear whatever's at the heavy end of that thing with the sails on it.
Is it hot? Is
very, no, but very heavily shielded.
Ah, so that would imply...
Which, I mean, either they're trying to hide something, or it might imply there is something containing a lot of harmful radiation.
But harmful to... Oh, that would still scramble if it's an electronic organism.
Harmful radiation is an equal to opportunity event.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Okay. Well, we're back to the genetic material here, then. I'll pop to the bathroom.
Information. What's that information coming in?
Well, how much does it...
Why did you resign?
What is information, anyway?
Shall we expand the philosophical question?
That can actually be quite well and definitively defined mathematically. Well, you can, yeah.
We've already got to explain to it what sentient life is, but we don't really know, otherwise we'd have recruited more of it for this mission.
I feel like for a mission like this, somebody who is more intelligent than me, the player, should have answered the question of what kind of information can provide to another species.
I do agree. I think we wouldn't be just like, oh, should we send it the Bible? Well, we should probably
report back to the captain. With the scientific crew aboard by
Clearly, we need a scientific and diplomatic crew, and quite possibly a security specialist. In fact, when I really get down to it, almost anyone but us.
We are experts in our field. Just that your field involves people's kneecap.
No, that's just my reputation. I just do that so I can interrogate people more easily because they'll have heard I have this thing about shooting folks in the kneecap.
Yeah, but you'll have had to develop that
down
reputation.
The leg, which is the nasty bit.
Shoot a few knee. Oh, that's an expensive stifle repair. But I could do it. Only because I've got cybernetics, not because I'm that kind of doctor. Okay, let's talk
at that point,
to
you're looking at a prosthetic
the captain
leg, really.
And request a an analysis of, we'll give them all the information we got. Can they have an analysis? We're worried there's some significant potentially existential threats, despite the fact it seems to be peaceful currently.
It's nature rather than its personality is the...
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever the 24th century electronic equivalent of a post-it note is, will come back attached to this file saying, glad I'm not you guys. But beyond that...
This is all encrypted as well.
Yes, yes. I'm sure you think that makes a great difference. So, Stutter Warp is off the table. You have probably assumed this already, but that is an absolute.
I figured we shouldn't give the Stutter Warp away. Certainly not as our first gambit.
We're not following the Trump.
What's the most useless knowledge we have?
Things that are suggested that are on the table.
The rules to pickleball.
Detailed surveys of nearby star systems that you've passed through several on the way to get here, after all. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are near here are not particularly near human space anyway.
I'm worried that it could then infer our origin point from that, which is our absolute no-no. Not if it doesn't know how a stutter warp works, it's tricky, but we don't know how smart this thing is.
Telling it one star system would probably be okay, because it can't derive a direction from that.
Assuming
roughly
if we tell it one other,
travel.
That's 2 points.
That's the main suggestion, then. Otherwise, see what sort of thing it wants.
I mean, certainly, if we gave it one, that doesn't prove a straight line travel. It would just sort of suggest that would be the most logical thing. So that could disguise our origin.
Every episode of Manimal.
There are only eight.
Yeah, exactly. he thinks it's getting a great deal.
Why can I remember that sort of stuff? But I can't remember anything useful that I actually need to do at work.
Do they have any... Do they share our worries, or are they happy with us to exchange information?
Well, just be extremely cautious and, you know, try not to remember that the entire face of humanity is riding on your decisions. Just relax.
Well, now I'm going to be thinking about that all the time.
Hold on, that's a bit longer term. It's not going to get back there instantly, is it?
That's true. We'll probably be long dead by this time.
What about
the consequences of our actions?
What about one thing with what we're thinking of? That seems quite likely.
Why don't we throw that civilization that we met on that moon, and you know, they're on the planet with the robot? Why don't we throw them under this cloud? Well, tell them there was a civilization that has just overcome a devastating attack from a warlike robot race. They'd be happy to see you.
We could try that. Okay.
Because it would, I mean, it could help by giving that race a bit of a leg up on the road to rebuilding their situation.
Also, I mean, you don't know what sort of sublight speed it's travelling at interstellar, but it's quite possible that if it launched a seed towards there now, it might well take several hundred years to get there.
Maybe longer. I mean, that civilization could have died out by the time it arrives, because let's face it, they're really good at creating problems for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a moon base
anymore.
About time
we created one for them.
That's true. That's true. Yep, there's an abandoned moon base it could have a look around. I think we should let it know about that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
That feels less like we're giving, you know, some of our stuff.
And the people on that planet, we absolutely didn't tell them our origin or anything, did we?
No, we've always been a little bit Katie. Circumspect.
Yeah. Even us.
Almost embarrassed about it, I think.
Yeah.
It was pushing the mission rules a bit just to give them a lift on the shuttle, so...
We took an executive risk there, didn't we? But yeah. Okay. Hi, Messenger!
Greetings.
Hello! We've come up with some information we would be willing to exchange with you.
Splendid.
In exchange for more technical details about yourself and your civilization?
I have much more to offer if you are interested.
Does this feel like a date night all of a sudden? Now I'm interested.
For example, the learning materials which I've exchanged with your computers indicate that you suffer from disease.
Right, hang on. We've just been undermined by our own computer.
Have you been...
this was easy to derive from the language learning materials.
I told you it's extrapolating and everything.
This is like being given a wish in D&D.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, terrific, a wish. We could do so much with it. No, it's a monkey's paw and it's only got one finger raised.
Sure, messenger. We didn't realise we'd given you that kind of access. I feel like the president in Doctor Strange.
Presumably because the language materials contain phrases and terminology which refers to disease or ailments.
Well, I don't remember when I studied French that it was anything about Claudette has tuberculosis. You know,
I will point out I did Boule de Suif in French literature, and that is very much about disease.
It's all they had to write about back then, wasn't it?
You definitely have your basic, you know, going to the doctors kind of stuff. Oh,
the French suffered a lot of disease, but also invented a very effective cure for it.
Sure, we do. Do you have a suggestion for this? Over.
I have many, for that matter. Your reaction drive appears to be less efficient than it might be. I can give you information on antimatter production and storage, and indeed the shielding that you'll need to survive it.
Holy shit! So they've got that antimatter power.
Not necessarily.
That's what it's suggesting, at least.
That's why it's got a ton of shielding on its arse ends.
Not necessarily. It may consider that antimatter power is so low down the list of things it would share with us that that's not what it uses at all.
That's encouraging.
We don't know.
It's an opening offer. It's like, yeah. So
we will not strafe the existential blue crayon.
Yeah. let me introduce you to the joys of bronze, fellas. You know,
bang the rocks together, guys. Sure, that would be lovely. Yeah, thank you. We can give you a map of a crappy star system.
Detailed star system information would be of great interest.
Ah, well, we can offer that for one of your neighbours.
And an example of another sentient life form. Perfect to study. That can help you to answer the question about sentient life.
Do you have any... I'd be interested in knowledge of the civilization from whence you sprang, messenger. Do you have any knowledge of
that?
That
information is not
all
available even to this unit.
Oh, shit.
Interesting.
That's a bit terrifying, isn't it? Why would you...
I mean, maybe
why
it's a long... The problem is...
You're so willing to tell everybody where Earth is.
You could launch this thing and then your whole civilization could die off. And this,
well, yeah, I mean, come
we
on.
We could have this exact conversation.
With this bloody stutter warp thing, I don't think we're going to make it back anyway. So screw Earth. Let's give them a map.
What's Earth ever done for us anyway?
And how does it make you feel, messenger?
Okay, we are prepared. We have been authorized. Do you understand that word? Authorized? I'm such a twat.
Your turn.
I think the most important thing in communicating with an unknown alien creature is to be as patronizing as possible.
We've been authorized to share information about a local star system in exchange for everything you know about antimatter tribes.
Do you want to make a diplomat check?
I didn't spend 2 years as a space bum without learning some stuff about diplomacy.
I'll be generous. You can use int or edu.
Oh, it turns out I did spend 2 years as a space bum without learning. Does anyone else want to try?
I can try.
I've got plus two.
I've forgotten what dice this system uses.
2d6. I've got plus two.
2d6, okay.
Don't forget that it's -3 if you don't have a skill.
Yeah, I'm not going to try because I don't think I've got anything relevant.
Unless
I have
you have
jack of all trades, so I'll be zero.
Yeah, I've got jack of all trades at 2, so I'll be on a +1.
Well, I've got that.
Felix!
I will attempt to persuade it. It's a good deal. I don't. I could have rolled a lower number.
A stripy cane appears from the side and slowly pulls you away from the speaker.
This combination of exchange is not acceptable.
Oh, no, no, we were just offering a starter. Do you have restaurants where you come from?
May I suggest enhanced radiation shielding for a full survey of it names a system that you have actually been through, though not the one you immediately, most recently came from. If that information is available to you.
Would that help with the stutter warp? What's the polite euphemism for this engine's about to explode and kill everyone?
Drive relaxation.
Relaxation, fuck. that wouldn't help. Could we shield a stuttered drive with that? We can't ask it any more specific because that would imply
it's talking about antimatter drive and creation,
right,
and storage. So we could replace a stuttered.
The trick with drive relaxation is that a non-trivial portion of the drive's mass is converted to exciting new isotopes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are two effects of this. One is fun hard radiation. The other is you don't have a drive anymore. And the shielding would help with one of those.
Okay. All right. Well, so it might not kill us all, but we still blow the drive up. It's useful to us. Is it?
Would it potentially help with the limited range on the stutter warp in terms of how much it can be used before
not
it
really, no.
No. Okay.
But we can't tell it anything about the stutter warp.
On the other hand, it would expand the range of systems you could go into to discharge drives.
Mm.
Now,
I mean, antimatter is always useful.
Yeah, so it can talk about antimatter drives. Would that make
that's
the
not what it's
warp?
Offering right now? It's only offering the radiation shielding.
What would it take to tell us a little more about this antimatter drive that you
I'm just thinking,
of?
Would that make the stutter warp irrelevant?
Yeah.
No, I mean, the antimatter drive is a reaction drive.
Right.
Fundamentally, it's the same principle as a rocket.
Right. You
can go faster and faster, but you do basically end up with light speed limits and time dilation and things like that.
Okay, whereas the stutter
warp is an FTL drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which has its own exciting little drawbacks.
Hmm. Okay, sure. We'd be fine with that.
Very well.
Will your computer talk to our computer about that?
Certainly. As a gesture of good faith, we will deliver information first. You will follow.
Why did you make that sound like a threat, Roger? Is that just your natural? Is that your natural manner, or is that the? Sorry. Sure.
The computer reports a large data package being received.
Right, let's send
it understands the idea of
good
faith.
Let's check. We're just going to check that data out, Messenger.
If it understands the idea of good faith, it understands lying and cheating.
He's very suspicious.
Isn't that the case?
It understands the possibility of good faith not being a thing.
Why would you say this is as a gesture of good faith? I'll do this. Why would you not just say, "Oh, well, we've agreed in exchange. Therefore, here is the information," and you just expect the other person to do the same?
Why would you do something nice if you're not a complete bastard?
They understand complete bastards. They have the potential of being a complete bastard.
I think there's a limit to how much English you can learn without understanding the concept of not keeping faith.
But there's no limit to the flights of fancy we can go on. guessing madly. Okay, let's look at this data.
I think we're outclassed.
Now, I am a pretty weapons-grade physicist, so let's have a glance over this stuff. Does it look legit?
Give me a physics roll.
Obviously, I'm not doing the whole, but does it look at least plausibly?
Yeah, into edu, whichever you like.
Edu, please, because I'm thick as a bucket of shit. I have rolled 11.
Okay.
In total.
okay. I mean, it's not garbage, at least. Or if it's garbage, it's very well-constructed, plausible-looking garbage.
Okay. Does it look like there's some... So
it knows there's the concept of plausible garbage.
I mean, you're taking maybe a minute or two to look at this, no more than that.
I guess what I also want to check is, one, is it plausible?
From that minute or two, you'll already say, well, hang on, that's an interesting idea. I mean, that's at least worth looking at.
And it's definitely not a, this is a computer virus that will destroy all your systems.
No, obviously it's a mind virus.
Okay, all right.
This is really fascinating. I must think about nothing else.
I am going to... okay, that's wonderful. Thank you, Mesa. Let's transmit that back to the buy-in, then.
What about giving it music?
And you're sending the star system data.
Does that stir anything with it?
Sorry, what was that, Roger?
Are you, in fact, sending the star survey data?
Yeah, go on. Well. If it looks legitimate, then yeah.
But I am serious about music.
I
don't suppose it's got any reason to have developed music. And it would only come across music, one imagines, if it had encountered sentient life before. At least, that's kind of our understanding. So it might be interested in music. See what it can infer from your average pop lyrics.
Jesus.
They're an aggressive and horny species.
Do you understand the concept of catharsis versus... mimesis?
No.
Well, we could send it some basic Aristotle. If we want to give it an arts background.
Oh my god, what are we going to create here?
Wait, if we try to
intergalactic arts student.
If you try to sabotage this thing's ability to continue its mission, send it some Wittgenstein, clearly.
It immediately commits suicide.
Archer's novel. Actually, all of Geoffrey Archer's novels. Mm.
Let's send it something Jean-Paul Sartre.
James Joyce.
Yeah. James Joyce, it would continue.
Dubliners.
Yeah. Ugh.
Ulysses.
Ulysses is it's very much explained by the fact that no press in England would publish it because it was potentially obscene. And so it was published in France. And so it was proofread by a Frenchman who did not speak English.
Excellent.
There's a chapter in Alan Moore's Magnificent Octopus Jerusalem, which is Joycean, and it's the only chapter I didn't read because I didn't understand a flipping word of it.
Can be a bit too clever for his own good, can Alan?
He can. He took three books and many thousands of words to get to the good bit. When Jerusalem gets good, it's amazing, but it takes a while to get there.
But he has sandaled the beard question.
Oh, the beard question. Have we discussed the beard question with you? Okay. Yeah. Do you have anything more to offer us?
Certainly. I have many pieces of information that may be of use to you.
Good. We've got plenty of civilizations we can throw under the bus.
What about this disease thing you were talking about?
Certainly.
That sounds good.
And of course, the easiest approach to this would be if you could spare some of your mobile units for study.
Feeling.
I can think of a couple.
I'm afraid that's not possible. Do we have any animals on board?
Why don't we ask for volunteers?
You have Freya, the ship's dog, and Schlambol, the ship's slime mold.
I don't want it to learn about our diseases from a slime mold. That might cause us some trouble. Because then it'll give us everything to encourage fungal growth in our bodies, which seems like a bad idea to me.
Well, it's better than having dogs growing in your body, isn't it? Well,
you wouldn't want that, would you?
Like a man who's never had a dog.
Oh, I'm having this terrible trouble with my canines.
You wouldn't implant a dog, yes.
I'm afraid that's not possible. We hold to a principle called the sanctity of life.
I should point out this is optional. This isn't like a universal thing.
We believe that all individual units have their own right to exist.
That is actually bullshit.
And yet you fight against disease.
Well, you know, individual units that are sentient, you know, disease organisms, pathogens, are not considered sentient. because sentient.
Because it's easier to live with killing them that way.
Well, sentient means an ability to understand your environment and reflect upon it. Unlike a single-celled organism, which is very much like a nothing more than a machine. Present company accepted.
A lot of diseases not pathogenic. So.
Many organisms are not pathogenic. My colleague Felix is correct. Unless they get, you know, the wrong... Oh.
No, many diseases are not pathogenic. That's my point.
That's also true. Not all diseases are caused by organisms. We are soggy, inefficient machines that break down and wear out.
Malfunctions, effectively.
There's not many machines that would go on for like 100 years without going wrong.
Cumulative system malfunctions.
Yeah, that's right. My colleague Felix put it in a very clever way.
I defer to your expertise, Dr. Radish.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, but okay. Mm. On this occasion, I will deign to your... layman's knowledge that we are inefficient machines. On occasion, we are self-repairing, but not with perfect fidelity.
But you're not that kind of doctor, so what do you know?
I've done biology.
And let's face it, biology is just chemistry with more lists of things.
Yeah. And what is chemistry beyond? I was taught that wet physics.
The definition of the three sciences I was taught at school was if it moves, it's biology, if it smells, it's chemistry, and if it doesn't work, it's physics.
Would Broker be relevant in coming up with a reasonable trait?
Possibly.
I've got that. I've also got deception at a slightly higher level.
So
are you familiar with the game of poker?
Could I attempt some kind of role to come up with a sensible offer? Compensating for a complete lack of player skill?
All we're asking for is universal vaccines and the curing of every possible disease and functional immortality for the human species.
Give me a role, see what you get.
Give you a role.
In return, we offer you...
Perhaps it wouldn't be useful after all.
We offer you this recipe of secret herbs and spices.
That was actually one of the things I thought about earlier. So, a mint copy of Super Mario Brothers for the SNES.
If you are not willing to provide the servitor units, would you be willing to provide source code for those servitor units?
I knew it! I'll get in the toilet.
I believe Dr. Radish is...
He's already dropping trow now.
I'm not sure we can do that, I'm afraid. That's a very
Just give it a blood sample.
I guess it's quite easy to get.
Do you want a biological sample or just the data?
Well, it's source code, which is genetic material.
No, but potentially some sort of scan would do it.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Incidentally, they think that CRT scans might actually cause a percentage of cancers.
That's very iffy. Yeah.
The radiation is much maligned.
Finished Atom 4.
It's way less dangerous.
I can't say I wrote the book on radiation, but I did at least write a book on radiation.
Chernobyl.
Drop off, yes.
Yes, exactly.
One of my favourite other elements in that was they were asking me. I just written, you know, nobody bothers to try to decontaminate a vehicle that's been in the high radiation zone, and they said, well, no, really, we want to know maybe somebody's got a unique vehicle or something, and they actually want to do this. The answer is it will cost significantly more than rebuilding the vehicle from scratch, because you need to replace everything.
In other words, it's the same as rebuilding a vehicle from scratch, but with extra steps.
Yeah, because you have the waste to dispose of.
How about, we are at a fundamental level a digital species, though there are many complications to our code. With genetic code, as we describe it, would a digital sequence be of use to you?
calculating. Some information on gestational environment would also be relevant.
Oh, sure, I got a picture of that right here.
One of the few I managed to sneak aboard without it being confiscated.
Okay. We don't want it... Okay. It wouldn't be able to synthesize. We won't give it all kind of epigenetic information.
I think we should get a volunteer. Let it scan them.
It's been quite explicit. It wants to build humans of its own to study.
Oh.
Yeah. Sooner or later, we are going to face an army of radishes.
We could deliberately introduce false information into the code.
Mix it with frog DNA?
this is why I'm saying send it a...
Why did you take your ultraviolet flashlight into the toilet with you?
So what harm could sending it a tissue army full of radish food
Probably, Dr. Radish, since you have the biology skill, you would suspect a cheek swab would be more to the point.
But much less fun.
Granted.
Oh, I'm sorry, I may have misunderstood.
If we want to sabotage it...
We don't, do we?
The genetic material is the way to go, because that's only 50% of the DNA sequence.
Though, to be honest, it's...
Do we have a house fly on
There's
board?
Nothing in there that you couldn't infer the mirror image of that or something. You could, if you were sufficiently intelligent, you could
looked at it in purely in terms of sex chromosomes, you're going to get X's and Y's in the overall sample.
Yeah. You could certainly reconstruct a full DNA pattern. Yeah. It wouldn't be a real organism. It wouldn't be a little radish. But,
to be fair, it wouldn't have the biome, so...
Yes, probably still gonna but again, if it's sufficiently advanced in physics and chemistry, it might be able to work out what kind of environment. Okay, it wants a womb.
Potentially
and some...
construct that environment.
Can it construct thousands of different species of symbiotic bacteria, is my question.
It's all matter, isn't it?
I don't think we can afford to give it the power to create life.
I don't think that we're going to be able to stop it. But we could have some say in how it goes about whatever terrible destiny it is embarked on.
Could we get a cheek swab from the dog? Would it be me?
You seem keenest. I mean, really overly keen, if I'm honest about it.
I mean, is it worth the risk of creating an army of super human
radishes?
Clones? To eliminate disease from the human population.
Yep.
And looking at the bright side, they would be clones of you.
That's fine, we'll be
so we'd
right.
know their weaknesses.
Yeah. Imagine the seminars for days.
You could be there. You know, now, I'm glad you've all joined us here. I have to go through a list of weaknesses of the incoming clones. I've added... Bit of a jippy knee this morning because honestly it is giving me some trouble.
have you people never read Sherlock Mercenary?
I haven't actually, I'm aware of it.
You really should. In one of the storylines, because of an incident with a one to many teleport gate, one particular scientist suddenly becomes a significant minority demographic within the galaxy. Guinness suddenly goes back into production.
Well, this sounds actually quite appealing. What's our state of medicine? It's like, in GURPS terms,
it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, you know, we've got things like cybernetic eyes, muscle implants.
You don't start making aging rolls till you get to about 50, which is better than Traveller could manage.
I mean, if we were immortal, we could just do the character creation forever. You just start with infinite stats.
No, you just have a roll to get bored.
Well, no. Gold wow bagger. this thing clearly understands deception you could infer from that it understands right and wrong, or at least some interpretation of it. So why don't we try to get on its good side? Why don't we be honest and give it what it's interested in?
Because we're giving it the key to human life here. That's not a trivial thing to have.
It's pretty trivial. Human life isn't the only life.
Spoken like a man in the security services.
Spoken like a man who's had bits replaced, and quite honestly, it's not all that.
Yeah, but we can't give this... The implication there is if it ever got hold of any genetic material, it could just...
It's going to get hold of genetic material. Because it doesn't have to ask, does it? Even if it, for some reason, can't get it from us because we come up with some plan to electrify the hull with nega rays or whatever, you know, depending whether we're in a pulp adventure or it's a bit more hard science, you know, even if we can stop it, get it from us, it'll just eventually end up somewhere where there is life, because we know that it's out there, and some of it's pretty nasty.
To rush to the toilet, just to say.
I mean, I'm inclined to agree with you.
You know, he's going with the plan. We'd have some influence, at least. We could even go as far as having a chat about ethics and does it agree not to use this knowledge we've exchanged against us?
Mm-hmm. As long as I, the player, do not have to engage in any philosophical discussion, we'll be fine. It's one of my many weaknesses.
We don't have to tell this thing
in a philosophy library, and I wish to avoid all exposure to philosophy in future.
We don't have to actually give the thing all of our weaknesses, all right? Because it is going to be a very long session.
Long session. Your biological and cultural weaknesses will be added to our own.
Yeah, I mean, really, if the Borg came to assimilate us, we'd be like, yes, you're screwed!
Lol. Yeah, absolutely.
Also...
Oh, hello.
Yes, swole, Borg.
I want that on a t-shirt.
Works perfectly.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say now.
Okay. You sat down immediately, you know, actually, or also, or something like that.
Well, presumably, we're thinking it's going to give us the answer to all the Zoom, but it needs us to study first, so it's not like it's an exchange. It would need a bit of us, and then it studies us, maybe for like 7.5 million years, and then it comes up with the answer.
Why do we think it's going to give us cures to all diseases?
I decided. Well, it you said it would, but it said I did.
It can only give you the information that it knows. It's got to understand a problem first.
I thought it wasn't quite that specific.
A messenger said,
"Would you require the bodies to study in order to give us the information?"
That would be most efficient, but you have already refused the transfer of humans. Humans is the term, yes.
I'm afraid so.
From your bodies, therefore.
What's wrong with the term human?
I'm sorry, I was. I'm just naturally apologetic.
So, if you would be prepared to send the full genetic information for the recreation of humans, this would obviously advance the research program.
And how long would you estimate that would take, Miss Messenger?
Days.
Shit.
We'd be gone by then. We were just discussing, you know, Felix and I, philosophically, we could get on this thing's right side, and if it understands, not necessarily good and evil, but, you know, right and wrong to some degree, because it clearly understands deception and being honest in a transaction, then why don't we just get an agreement that it's never going to use this against us, and we'll just have a handshake on, you know, we've got no warlike intent to it. And then we hand over a complete scan of you and your skivvies, and that's it. Away we go.
Because if it creates life, don't we have a moral obligation? No. An ethical obligation?
No, it does.
Yeah, but we are facilitating the creation of this sentient
No, we're not. We're not doing anything.
Well,
tell me, can you create a person?
Well, sure.
Not in the conventional way.
Oh, okay, then no.
Given a scan of a person and all that genetic information, can you or anybody here...
Are you about to say genital?
No.
Okay, carry on.
Why would you want me to?
Sure. Would genitals. It make you feel better?
No.
Oh, maybe we feel better.
Faintly... faintly soiled, actually. So we can't just take that information and create a person. Therefore, having that information doesn't give us any moral imperative or obligation, does it?
This is interesting.
So
did
we give
attend?
It the same information, and we haven't got any moral obligation because
no,
we can't
use
that.
Did you attend my lectures on the trolley problem?
Oh, fuck no.
I mean, this feels like a very similar situation to me, you know, if we are...
Not at all.
I'm uncomfortable. If these creatures become aware and then are dissected by a giant alien intelligence, cold and materialistic, is that, you know, is that the utilitarian idea of some must be tortured to death, but if it's for the good of all humanity, is that okay? I'm not sure I subscribe to that, Mr. Kai.
It's Carl. My
Mr. Carl?
Might I suggest sedatives and a good lie down? Doc? There's no way, we're just giving it basically the blueprints for something, you know?
Well, we could be condemning millions of beings to torture by death.
There are those millions of hypothetical beings. We could be giving them the best start in life imaginable. They could be a super civilization. They could come out with, you know, the most remarkable ethical framework for life. They could be an untold force for good across the universe.
When they've been used as experiments and disease models? Is that likely? No, I did watch The Rats of Nim. And that worked right, didn't it? What do you think, Mr. Ziegler?
Mr. Zlegia?
Philosophy.
I'm so sorry that your heart has sank there.
Is there a spacecraft around here that I could pilot?
Okay, well, these are the deep questions for which we all, you know, joined the Space Corps or whatever.
To get away from, yep.
I thought it was ex-wives.
And you're a space bum, you don't need ex-wives. I'm uncomfortable. I'm not prepared to condemn my offspring to such.
They're not your offspring. Should we have a vote on it?
Well, you can't
all in
force
favor
me to give up my genetic material.
Well, it's democratic, so that's okay.
I'm not coming in a bucket for no one.
Are you in some way against the idea of democracy and freedom?
I'm against the
choice.
Potential of torture and murder.
We're not going to be talking. No. We're being democratic here. If you're going to be tortured and murdered, that would be a separate vote.
Well, that's exactly.
And you would get a vote.
That's exactly my moral objection to the flaws of utilitarianism. That what's good for the majority is not necessarily good for the minority. I don't know why I'm getting more American as I get more self-righteous. But there we go.
Interesting psychology at work.
Yeah.
I can say, you can't take the information that we're talking about giving and create a person. We can't do it. So we can't.
Being can.
This being might be able to. We don't know that. Neither does it, because it hasn't got the information
I'm
yet.
I'm getting a tingling feeling down below. I don't like it.
Just think, this is, you are effectively becoming an ambassador for Earth, for everyone. You're representing the, I can't believe I'm saying this, the best that our species has to offer.
I'm afraid, Dr. Redd.
I'd like to retract my original plan.
I have too many moral objections about it. I don't think the needs of the...
Scan somebody else.
Okay.
Is there anybody on a lower rank than me so I can order them to be scanned?
Oh my god. Not Mason,
most people are going to have
a race of threatening kneecaps.
Jesus, it's
going to
be details are going to be... I do not actually bother people's kneecaps. It's to build up a thing for the interrogation. Like good cop, bad cop. One of them isn't really a good cop.
Kneecap cop, spleen cop.
That's on Netflix at the minute.
Only spleen cop is still beating up suspects on Tehran, so yeah.
I don't think Dr. Ellis is comfortable with that idea.
Okay,
even
well,
with a potential benefit.
Ziegler, what do you think? Can we arrange this?
Sure.
Cool.
Just
objections noted, Dr. Radish.
Okay.
But I'm afraid, as the senior intelligence agent here, I have to overrule you.
Oh.
Okay. You've missed your chance.
I don't want my clones to be dissected for all eternity.
Nobody's come up with the fact that you keep thinking about dissecting people is more worrying than giving the information to this so far fluffy and benign cloud.
How does that sound? Does the introduction to a science fiction story, how's that going to end?
It very much depends who writes it, doesn't it?
Okay. I faint.
Okay, I think we should transmit the information with an agreement that we'll have a mutual friendship and respect pact to not harm each other's...
What about if we mix up our genetic material?
With what?
I'm
a Haynes manual?
I'm not suggesting a game of soggy biscuit or anything. I'm just suggesting, could we...
I confess I had assumed...
Okay. Could we generate sort of a standard... No, I'm not comfortable with that either. It's not me, it's the idea that it could create beings and not understand the concept of suffering. Can I try and teach you the concept of suffering and empathy?
I'm just picturing, you know, 5 years down the line, 5 million clones of Felix, each with one thought on their tiny minds. Radish got us into this.
So, Dr. Radish, you said you wanted to teach it the concept of suffering. It's a free ticket to my lecture show. Can I help? Because I think between us we could certainly show it what suffering means.
I just want it to be aware. My concern at Messenger, my concern is that as individual units, we are capable of experiencing pain and
don't give away
ennui and suffering, and I'm concerned that your experiments may generate this within your creatures.
That is correct.
Well, that's not okay with that. That's not now
transmitting.
We are concerned. Some of us are concerned. I am concerned that.
Amongst our weaponry.
Well, you need to be aware that if you're causing pain, then this is a... Do you understand that that's a bad thing? That is a noxious stimulus to a creature such as ourselves?
Is the Radish unit defective?
Oh, yes.
well, we're all defective in some way or another, right? Where did everyone else...
The pain response is a pretty fundamental feedback mechanism, I think, perhaps in your...
Sure, it's a protective mechanism, but from our perspective, do you understand the concept of unpleasant stimuli?
Certainly.
Does now. What's your
objection
here?
Have you ever watched Geordie Shore?
Really, right? When you get down to it, what is your objection?
My objection is...
It may hypothetically create a race of creatures...
Well, it quite explicitly will create a race of creatures.
No, it may not be able to.
It's pretty confident.
Well, you're pretty confident that you can achieve all sorts of things, but we've yet to see the evidence.
I'm just a bullshitter. This is a hyper-intelligent AI thing.
And Roger's all rolling for it rather than me or John.
And not in any way a bullshit.
My concern, Mason, is that if it can generate sentient life, imagine the experience that it would be like the experience of battery chickens before they were banned back in the 20th century.
Oh, yes, those primitive poultry-based electronics.
Yes, but
before
the
molten sodium batteries.
Imagine humans in that kind of farm, that kind of
experience. Radish, I can put your mind at ease. We are not an egg-laying species, so it's not going to happen. Send it the info. What could possibly go wrong affect us?
Okay, I'm writing a formal objection.
Information received.
Stiff paper.
Thank you.
Calculations in progress.
Obviously, we would, as I said, agree to a sort of friendship pact.
Sure.
To respect one another's.
to
respect you the way that we respect each other.
Yeah, don't send any history files at all.
or the last 5 minutes of conversation.
I mean, obviously I will, in the interest of science, be happy to accept the universal vaccine and anti-agathic that it's going to spit out fairly shortly.
And yet you use things like ethical arguments.
Well, given the room, if there's no one like me around, then ethics might as well be put in the toilet. I'll say it again. In the toilet.
Might as well be near to Kent.
Come on, steady on.
Back to philosophers again, aren't we?
I thought we said fluffers for a minute. In a way, isn't a philosopher a kind of fluffer?
I was a bit concerned when you said that you occasionally go gogging, but I eventually worked out what you were talking about.
That was off air, and as such, I clearly meant dogging.
Well, Mark's not here tonight.
We wouldn't want to think our vast audience to think you're not cool, after all.
Did you know gog is a term for North Walians?
I thought it was a Gog and Magog, aren't they, Devonshire?
It's a bit complicated because there probably aren't two of them. Well, there's Gog Magog and there's Gog and Magog and there's Gog Magog, and the different stories about them are very confusing over whether it's one or two mythical creatures.
Okay.
Not to mention one of the very few hills in Cambridgeshire.
And our local Wetherspoons pub.
What a delight.
Mm.
Yes, well, I think that's...
well, that's all right.
Do we have to just kind of get past that? Well, you've got to take a choice, make a stand. You've got to roll the dice.
Where did it get me? I was told to make a stand.
Well, not that stand. You've got to make a different stand.
Different stands.
Okay.
That's okay.
Well, mine was more of a slump.
I respect your opinion, Dr. Radish. It's just
can hold
misguided
myself
and
erect.
Wrong.
But I didn't.
I was a median voter.
I'm going to get a B.
I think we should perhaps say goodbye to this... Cloud.
Having doomed an entire race of species and potentially the entire of humanity.
It's all hypothetical.
That's been a good day.
Productive.
Completely
Would
hypothetical.
Would you be interested in accepting an avatar?
Please define avatar.
A body modelled loosely after your own, using your own technologies so as to avoid any possibility of payload. That would travel with you further and observe and convey more information.
So, essentially a probe of yours?
In essence, yes.
What would the benefit to us be of hosting this probe?
It would be able to assist you with the technology that has already been transferred to you.
Would it be able to offer any additional assistance elsewhere or additional information?
Quite possibly. obviously in return for as dictated by the situation.
You realise we're dealing with the Ferengi here, don't you?
Mm.
Well, I think I'm just going to have to check that with the captain because the inclusion of additional supernumeraries and crew members, etc., is very much his bailiwick. So bear with us for just a short delay.
Very well.
I think we need to have a word with the captain. Cap, me, your favourite security agent. So the apparently super intelligent yet inhuman fluffy alien Cloud wants to kind of put a space probe in human form on the ship, and it might be helpful to us, and it would be gathering information for it. You okay with that?
I'm doubtful. What's it offering in return?
Being helpful sometimes, I think.
Yeah, it can be helpful about the information it's already transferred to us regarding the new technologies. Everything else is a little bit up in the air. It may be able to help in some other things, but there are certainly no guarantees. If you wanted to get a better deal, you could have a word with it yourself. Does seem slightly one-sided
at
the moment.
As an NPC, I can't speak to another NPC directly.
I just explained...
Luckily, he's that kind of doctor.
I just explained our predicament to my partner. I think I did quite a good job, but she said, does that mean you're going to circle jerk in a bucket and give it to a robot?
I mean, I think she's... You know, got the broad.
She's got the
I mean,
changes.
No. Is, what, is
why,
the
why is she
answer.
Not playing with us again?
Exactly.
She's got better things to do or something.
Impossible.
What yeah. better things?
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm just having a word with the captain because the Cloud wants to put an avatar, a humanoid construct, which is basically an information gathering probe. On the ship, I've decided that really that I can't authorise that. So the captain has gone straight to the heart of the matter, much as I thought. What are we getting out of it? And the answer is kind of not that much, maybe.
If you can negotiate a sufficient exchange, then fair enough.
Does it contain all the knowledge that you have?
Well, at the moment we're just talking to the captain. We're not...
Okay.
I would have to insist that the... robot body be fabricated in our own workshops.
Would it be functional?
Would it be functional?
I'm just interested in...
What's he going to do? Just put, like, you know, a fiberglass person? It's going to be like... it's a waxwork.
Well, no, he wouldn't be able to function. Bill Bryson.
I'm imagining that, like, the fabrication department hard at work, and then months later they unveil Metal Mickey.
Yeah, but even Metal Mickey was functional.
Sorry, carry on. Carry on.
Thanks for dredging that back up into my mind, Jesus. Can't believe that Mickey DeLenz was behind that.
Was he? From...
The wow. Monkeys.
Yeah.
It looks a bit like a monkey.
Coincidental, I think.
Okay.
Did he direct it or produce it or both? Or something? Anyway,
this is apparently completely new to me.
What, Metal Mickey?
Well... Okay, Google
I always
it,
thought his hair looked dangerous. Like you'd cut yourself if you accidentally tried to tussle his hair. It
basically
would just shred
like
your fingers like a mullet.
Or something. Yeah,
awful. Anyway, sorry to distract you there, Roger.
Yes.
Irina Handel was in it, not in the robot in the show. It was
not
at the time. It was at the time when Irina Handel was in everything. When he was a sort of kindly but weird old woman. Well, have you considered Irene Handel?
What's her face was said, but I've forgotten what the name was of the one. The woman who was in Blythe Spirit and all the Ealing comedies. Anyway, Margaret Rutherford?
Mm-hmm. Yes, possible.
Anyway.
Is that or Alec Guinness?
I feel a great disturbance in the Force tonight. So, I keep visions of stars in their eyes now. And tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be an artificial intelligence with designs on humanity. I like the idea, actually. I'm all right with that.
Okay, so can you then negotiate a better deal from our point of view? Because we're allowing it access to everywhere we go and potentially, you know, it'll map out our route, be able to completely understand everything that we come across and that we've got on the ship, including the stutter war.
Can we review the information it sends back and censor anything that we think is too vital or dangerous to our
species? It, but also, apart from that, I think we need to get more, and the captain agrees.
Yes, and can we have the recipe for an edible pot noodle?
I'll patch you through. Luckily, the microphone was off at that point.
Okay. That can also... Yeah, can it give us advances in physics, chemistry, science, cybernetics?
And information on how to pick up girls.
Well, bend your knees and lift with your knees, not with your back.
And linguistics. To me, it's like having data on board, so I'd be very into that. I mean, we might end up with Crichton.
Fully functional. Oh, he's got more attachments.
Okay. I will... Okay, will this be an independent unit? Can we examine the information it sends back to you? Would that be censored? Would we be able to censor
it? It will have no transmission capability. It is hoped that eventually humanity will regain contact with either this unit or another of its kind.
Okay, would we be able to deactivate it as we saw fit if we were concerned?
Certainly. The proposal that you should construct the unit is acceptable. However, I will need to provide the central processor.
Sure. We would like a bit more information, however, because we are concerned. Are you familiar with the concept of espionage?
Calculating. Yes.
It's a pregnant pause, isn't it? Okay. Well, this is our concern. We don't know you very well.
This isn't our concern. Our concern is the captain wants... But it's an unbalanced deal here.
I'm using this as leverage.
You've been playing Atom Fall. You know that you can't just get a training manual in exchange for, like, one nail bomb. You've got to put more on the balance, more on the scales.
Sure. Now I've explained the concept of espionage. This is our concern. And so tell us how to make antimatter drive.
Yes, this is an acceptable trade.
Holy shit!
We've
lost track of about the shielding. We don't know how to make antimatter.
Right.
Sure. And, what else can we get? Can we get another? Any ideas?
Transparent aluminium?
However, the full antimatter drive specification would require an exchange of drive technologies.
Okay, never mind. Can you give us half?
Well, what about a fair exchange of, we've given it the information on...
Perhaps further materials science. The unit will have information on nanoformed alloys, molecularly aligned ceramics... Dynamic chirality and nanotube fibres. These would be of some use to your primitive civilization, it would appear.
And what about an equivalent to the information we've given about our species for yourself?
Yeah.
Computronium would seem to be a matter of additional negotiation.
Oh, bloody hell.
Would it?
You are probably all at least broadly familiar with the theoretical concept of computronium, basically the ultimate density computational substrate.
Mm. Oh, okay. Now, we're more interested in the makeup of yourself, sir, madam. I mean, that is very elf. That would be good. But could you throw that into your... Could we analyze the CPU?
No, the CPU, the central processor will be a sealed unit, and this unit recommends against intrusion.
Now, is this recommends as in it'll blow up, or you'd rather we didn't?
It will be rendered dysfunctional.
Okay.
And therefore more human.
This is sounding much
I'm thinking more about the actual the seeds in the cloud itself, you know. If we're giving information about what we are, then a reciprocal sort of...
Well, presumably this creature that we're allowing on board...
Is nothing like the cloud, is it?
Basically making data, this is so cool.
It's something it's made with our own technology.
Well, it's a similar... Well, but it's popping the brain in, isn't it? Is it a positronic? Oh, fuck off with your technobabble.
This would not be compatible with organic life.
Okay.
Okay, do we want anything appearing... it says it's not compatible with organic life. Does that mean it cannot share a planet or a craft or anything with organic life? Can we get any kind of, you know, equivalent blueprint of what the cloud is, the technology behind this self-replicating...
This essentially relies on computronium.
Ah, computronium.
Okay, and what would you want in exchange then? Bearing in mind that we are already getting a very one-sided deal by allowing your avatar access to everywhere we're going, which would save you a large amount of resources and time, I believe, in exploring these places yourself.
What information do you have on the Alcyone anomalies?
Just the usual stuff.
What the fuck is he talking about now?
That was brilliantly bluffed. Assuming it was a bluff, I'm not even sure. Negative, we got a reactor leap.
And that was not brilliantly bluffed.
What have I heard of the
Alcyone? Well, that's where you're going. You haven't heard about the anomalies.
Oh.
Well, it's something we're actually looking to explore. We're intending to find out more information about
how
them.
About we and this will promise...
already be included in the presence of the avatar.
Yeah, so we're already going to do that, so hand it over.
And therefore it's not needed for further negotiation.
No. Ooh, naughty. Okay. Computronium. Will the avatar have knowledge of this?
Certainly.
Okay, maybe we can seduce the avatar.
You really are going to end up with Crichton and his groinal attachments, aren't you?
Oh, horrifying.
Smug mode.
I mean,
it's been quite an episode.
If it's got information on the anomalies, it would be useful to us. Given its apparent technical capabilities, it would probably be useful to try and get that.
Well, I think we're getting that with the...
What kind of... Will it share information freely with us? Will it be a facet of you? Will we be talking to a version of you?
Why are you hoping it keeps the female sort of...
Can we change the voice and the physical configuration? No. I mean, can we? But no.
Doctor, what are you doing with that plasticine on that robot?
I'm much more into this idea than
the avatar will contain a subset of available information. All available information would not be contained within the processor.
Will it have your personality, or will it be an independent?
I'll just get a room.
So you say you have a little sister.
Oh God! Well, you've made it sound creepy now. I think we should do it.
Made it sound creepy. You're one step away from standing in the airlock, fully suited up, but with your knob out, waiting to leap into the void.
I think we should do this. I think this is an incredible learning capacity experience.
Yeah, okay. As long as you can justify to the captain why you're allowing it on board, that's fine.
Well, he's given us antimatter drives for a start. That's pretty good, isn't it? And shielding, antimatter shielding. That would also be helpful.
Actually, he hasn't given you the antimatter drives.
Could we have the antimatter? Oh, could we have that, please?
No.
Oh, yeah, because...
Not without a trade of greater value.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, well, it hasn't done that, but...
But considering what the Avatar is going to be able to gain in terms of knowledge from where we explore and the speed where we explore and so on, that surely is going to provide information of a considerably greater import and weight and therefore value than... the anti-master drives. So the fact that we can't provide that immediately by carrying the Avatar and facilitating its discovery of these things, we are effectively providing the information to you.
By its nature, interstellar trade involves a great deal of promise and very little repeat business.
Are you very experienced in interstellar trade?
No.
Okay.
So you've just heard that then?
Well, you see, in the nature of the light speed barrier.
Yeah, fair point. He's got you there,
but he hasn't. And okay. The thing is, we can't tell them why. What if hypothetically?
But we are allowed to deactivate this unit whenever we like.
What
will this unit physically resist deactivation?
No.
There we go. So, you know,
can it be reactivated afterwards?
I would assume that you will build in precautions to prevent its movement if not commanded.
There we go.
Like a head full of TNT and an off switch, yeah.
I don't think we got much to lose and a great deal to learn.
You've really changed your tune.
Well, we're not handing over my, you know,
sperm
juice.
Sample. Basically. Oh, yeah. So when it's, you know, 9 cc's of happiness, you don't want to know. But
it's a small volume if you don't mind me saying so. But
it's average. 10 cc rounded it up, you know.
Is that where 10 cc's name comes from?
Yeah.
Well. Camel's 2.5 out of interest. But for obvious reasons.
But they'd read an article, and apparently it was 9 cc, and they just didn't think that was a very good name.
They hadn't been through 8 different iterations of the band previously. This is different. My ethical concern was the creation of a slave race, which I'm still concerned about, and the suffering it could cause. Here we have much to learn and very little to lose from the addition of this creature to our crew, which is effectively what we're doing. A super intelligent scientist with powers surpassed only by, other members of the crew.
The janitor is quite good at crosswords, yes.
I feel this is an opportunity not to be ignored.
Fine, we'll go for that then. Welcome aboard, crewman robot.
Nick. Right, well, shall we leave it there in that case?
I think we probably should, since I'm sure we've doomed the rest of the mission now. It's going to be spending its entire time with a handheld scanner and a notepad right next to the stutter drive, isn't it?
Well, I would assume that you wouldn't give it clearance to go there, but, you know, that's up to you.
Yeah, and I'm assuming it needs some sort of actual built-in restraint that stops it from... being able to get anywhere near it or access any information.
We won't initially give it access, but then someone will get fed up of having to dust those corners. And they go, you know what, I could just ask the robot to do it. If you tape over this here.
Oh, can we make it move like a Roomba? so it periodically bounces off walls and spins around and walks off in the other direction.
And I think the spaceship's much bigger than it actually is.
Anyway, thank you very much, Roger. That's been wonderful.
One session we've doomed all of humanity and our future mission.
I just want to find out what Mark thinks when he hears this, if he ever does.
All right, he's going to be so mad. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.